Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Whether you want to grow your business or connect with like-minded professionals, the South Haven Chamber offers over 80 events throughout the year. Are you a morning person? Our Coffee with a Member is a great way to start your morning once a month. Network with local businesses, and enjoy coffee with friends, all before 9 a.m. Maybe you prefer evening gatherings. Check out our monthly B2B PM events. This after-hours gathering is perfect for mingling with other business leaders in a relaxed setting. Our quarterly luncheons have over 250 attendees, providing endless opportunities to learn, network, and grow your business. Are you under 40? Join South Haven Young Professionals, a dynamic group of emerging leaders who support and inspire one another on their professional journeys. Maybe you have HR questions? Our quarterly Lunch and Learn series, South Haven Human Resources Association, features HR professionals and a legal liaison business attorney to update you on HR trends and changes. The South Haven Chamber of Commerce is dedicated to helping your business thrive by providing resources, building connections, and fostering community support. Join us today. Visit southhavenchamber.com to learn more. The South Haven Chamber, where relationships create commerce.
And now here's your host, Robbie Yates.
Hi, welcome back, and thank you for listening to another episode of South Haven Business Beats. My name is Robbie, and I have two incredible guests here. We have Chantel Kristen with the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, and just dive in all the benefits that really you're providing for the members and just really learn more about the SHRA. We'll dive in what that actually is. And I know you said SIP, it's a SYP. So we'll learn about that as well and how it's benefiting members. So welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for having us, Mr. Robbie.
Yes, super excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I'm hearing about the chamber, and I'm a small business, and I just signed up for, I just opened my business down the street, trying to find out how to grow my business. Somebody walks in and goes, man, check out the chamber. Okay, wow. Why should I go to the chamber? Yeah. Why would somebody need to come to the chamber? I know why, but I mean, What do y'all think?
Well, whenever I speak about the chamber, I always tell everyone the type of benefits that you receive from being a chamber member can be like drinking water from a fire hose. There's just a plethora of things that can get opened up to you as a small business owner when you join the chamber that is just something that you wouldn't be able to do if you were trying to do it on your own. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we tend to say to our members or prospective members is, we basically want to give you the platform to sing your song, and no one can sing your song better than you can. And so we want to do collectively what you've been trying to do individually. And so what that means is basically the resources that you're looking for as far as trying to market your business, getting the name out there, trying to see, okay, I've now opened my business, I've gotten the LLC, what next? How do I get a storefront? How do I, if I don't want to get a storefront, how do I still find those clients? And so the chamber kind of works as that resource to kind of connect the dots for you wherever it is that you're trying to go. And one great thing that I love about our chamber is that we can kind of tailor those benefits to those business owners. We know that no two business owners are alike. And so we know that they have different needs. And the great thing about our chamber is that we can kind of take each individual benefit to see how it would benefit that specific business owner and kind of just go from there.
And just to add on to that, one of the things that we really pride ourselves on is the fact that we do have, and we say 80 events a year, sure, but it's more than just networking. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, we have a plethora of networking opportunities, whether it be early in the morning, midday at lunch, or even in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. We have opportunities for those. But we also have tons of educational opportunities and professional development, and you get as much out of your chamber membership as you put into it. If you just come to networking events, then you'll build some relationships and potentially build some business-to-business clients. But you'll get more if you dig deeper. Mm-hmm. If you look into the marketing aspects of between our website, our newsletters, and all of those things. Mm-hmm. Getting involved in the quarterly luncheons, we have exclusive exhibit tables where you can set up and promote your business and speak to all 250 people that come through that door. you're not going to get that kind of exposure anywhere else. That's one of the largest events in the county, and we do that once a quarter. But then we also have different lunch and learns through different programs that we're talking about, SIP and SHRA. Yep. Each of those have a lunch and learn during the week where we bring in another business professional that can be somebody talking about AI and how to best use it for your business, or an HR professional teaching you how to build a handbook, or what compliance issues are on the horizon. We have a legal liaison with SHRA that comes in and says, hey, this is something new that could potentially affect XYZ business.
Yeah.
And so you really do have an overwhelming amount of opportunities that you can choose what is most important to you and what will have the biggest impact on your business.
Yeah, I love that. The catalog is vast and wide. It reminds me back of the day of the Sears catalog where you just look through multiple.
Yes. Christmas wish list.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. So it's a Christmas wish list for business owners. They come through here and if they dive into it, there's no telling what levels it can take their business and their goals. Yeah, I love it. So you mentioned about the SHRA. I keep having like, what is that? Does that stand for? Okay. I don't want to mess that up. I hear HR in there, so I have an idea. But so if somebody doesn't know, what exactly is
it? It's the South Haven HR Association, mm-hmm. and it is a group that was developed under the umbrella of the chamber. Mm-hmm. It's intended just to be one more opportunity for educational development.
Yep.
It's basically geared towards small business owners, mm-hmm. businesses that are just too small to have their own HR department,
yeah.
but they want to be able to provide the same quality of employer care. So it gives them the tools that they need. Like I said, we bring in HR professionals, and they can teach you how to build a handbook or update your handbook. Mm. They come in and speak about, I think our next one is going to be on just busyness overload, where sure. you get just lost in the sauce,
yeah.
and you're spinning your wheels a lot of times and yep. not gaining traction, but you don't realize it mm-hmm. because you're working in your business and not on your business.
Yep.
So, and that's going to be one of the higher up HR professionals that's in FedEx is coming to speak with us. So we've had a lot of really great speakers that have come out and just shared their years of knowledge and wisdom with us.
Yeah, that's incredible. I feel like it could take somebody if they're starting a business out or even maybe has an existing business for 5, 10, 7 years. They attend one of these and then after a few nuggets they can get, it's like, man, I could save myself 4 years. Maybe down to 6 months or 1 year or something.
We've even had some of our larger companies send their HR professionals in their departments for just continued education or a refresher course on like diversity, equity, inclusion. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that's huge and it should be.
Yeah.
And so whenever they have, we'll send them, you know, they get the newsletter just like all of our members and they'll see a topic that's like, hey, we could really use some extra education on that. And so they'll sign up their HR people. And this is a large, you know, corporation, a large warehouse down the street.
Yeah.
And so it's been really great for all size businesses.
Yeah. And those are monthly?
We do between the lunch and learns that SIP does, which is called On the Menu, and she'll tell you about that in a minute.
Sure.
And SHRA's lunch and learns, they are about every month.
Every month, yeah. And where are they held?
So SHRA meets at Northwest Community College / Ole Miss DeSoto, and they have a joint campus there, and mm-hmm. it's in South Haven on Southwest Ross, W.E. Ross Parkway. Sorry. And so we meet in the upstairs in one of their large conference rooms.
Nice. And what if I want to attend a sign-up, but for whatever reason, last minute, I can't make it, you know, as you said, I'm working in my business. I'm not working on my business and I can't make it, but I have somebody else. Can I send somebody to go in my place?
Absolutely.
And take notes so I can just at least get some nuggets from that?
Absolutely. It is a lunch and learn, which means that we are going to feed you. We're not going to just, you know, make you sit in a room, but it's a $15 charge. That's just to cover your lunch.
Oh, it's nothing.
All registration for every event in the chamber is on our website on the event calendar.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, wow, 15. Sometimes you can go somewhere and spend $20, $25. Now you're getting some education, how to improve your business, and you get something to eat.
Absolutely.
And network with some
other
people. I was
about to say, and some networking opportunity in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. How much do you feel like networking can really impact a business?
Oh, goodness. I believe that it can sometimes make or break your business. Our tagline is literally relationships create commerce, because we believe that in you networking with other business professionals, that's what helps to get your name out there. You know, of course, you can market on social media or what have you, but word of mouth is always going to be king. And so as you're networking with other business professionals, they kind of know your face, they know your name, you build that trust, you build that relationship so that when they're needing the services that you provide, or maybe they don't need your services, but someone that they know may need your services, you'll be top of mind for them. And so, having that opportunity to be able to get face to face with people is, highly, highly important and encouraged by us. Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely. And I tell a lot of the people that are new members coming in that are maybe not well-versed in the networking thing, a lot of them think you got to come in and you got to blanket the room with business cards. And that's not building the relationship.
Exactly.
You, between asking one of our team members or even one of our ambassadors, hey, I'm looking for XYZ. And we will say, hey, well, this person does this. This would be a great opportunity for you. You need to go and meet this person, and we will introduce you to the right people so that you're not just walking into a room blind.
Yeah.
We'll try and navigate you to the right people.
Strategic connections.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And not just, hey, let's do, you know, business to business. I think you could use my services.
Sure.
But even more so, this would be a great referral partner. Mm-hmm. You both utilize the same kind of clientele. Like, I'm a painter. Well, you're a flooring person. Well, you're a realtor. Okay. Yeah. Well, the realtor's got people that are getting ready to sell their house. Mm-hmm. So maybe they're going to freshen up the paint. Maybe they're going to replace the carpet.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to personally recruit me for business unless you get ready to remodel. But referral partners are going to be the key, I think, to networking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick pause, hear from our sponsors, but when we come back, we're going to learn about SIP, talk about networking a little bit, how that benefits not only just, well, I'll just leave it out there. It's for a certain age group for that. So just brief word from our sponsors.
Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Robbie Yates.
All right, thank you. Welcome back. And I know we mentioned before about SIP. So, Chantel, what exactly is SIP other than me just sitting there drinking some water right now? What is that?
So SIP is our South Haven Young Professionals Program. Yep. It is geared toward a specific age group, and that is for young professionals that are 40 and under.
Okay.
We've actually played around with the idea of having SOP, but
it hasn't taken off yet.
Right. But we right now, SIP is geared toward 40 and under. And the great thing about SIP is that it provides a safe space for the young professionals that are in various phases of their lives.
Sure.
So at that age, you know, when you're first coming into your career, you're not really knowing whether you want to make this your career, you're going through different life changes. So you may be starting your career, but then you might be getting married. You might be having children.
Yeah.
So because of the different phases of life, we feel that the South Haven Young Professionals just provides that safe space for you to be able to experience those life changes, but also be able to professionally develop. And so, as Kristen had mentioned before, we have our lunch and learns, and they're called On the Menu. And through those lunch and learns, that is actually one of the events that we open up to all ages, just because of the amount of information that you're able to get from those lunch and learns is just so profound that we feel like regardless of the age that you are, you'll be able to benefit from it. But from the on the menus, you can learn anywhere from, as Kristen had mentioned, how to use AI. You can learn how to better navigate your morning by, your day by taking charge of your morning. So it's ways in which you can develop professionally, but then we also want that personal piece to be able to really say, hey, this is how you navigate your personal life so that when it impacts your professional life, you're able to enhance your professional life rather than allowing it to be a detriment. And so beyond just on the menus, we actually have a purpose. And so SYP, S-Y-P, is originally for South Haven Young Professionals, but we've actually also used that as an acronym for See Your Purpose. Want to really be able to say, hey, even if you don't know if this is the career that you're going to go with for the next 15, 20 years, we want you to be able to, when you come into the SYP program, to be able to see what you've been put on this earth to do. And so we have SYP and socials where we're able to go and do bingo night or trivia night or something somewhere. But then we also want to make sure that we're giving back to our community. So we have SYP and serve. And through our SYP and Serves, we try to partner with different nonprofits within DeSoto County just to be able to learn about the things that they're doing within our community to try and give back to them, regardless of whether it's doing a hoodie drive, whether it's getting our hands dirty and maybe replanting a garden or something. Just trying to see how we can really give back to the community that gives so much to us. And so we just want to make sure that we're professionally developing, but also taking those steps personally to be better people as well.
I love that, because it's a way also for them to help out, because I know sometimes it can be daunting for, depends on, like, somebody walks in, if they feel like there's an age gap and they walk into a room and like, I don't know, I may not have anything in common, or it just makes it a little bit easier for them to grow that business, but actually learn about, are they in the right profession that they're trying to get into.
Absolutely. And one of the great things that we've had even in the past for an SHRA meeting was just trying to navigate that age gap within the workplace. And so there's many different ways in which we provide those resources that whether you're a young professional or if you're a little bit seasoned, you know, there's still ways in which there's still ways in which these programs can be beneficial to you. And so we just want to make sure that as a chamber, we're kind of covering all bases to be a one-stop shop pretty much for not just the business community, but also those that are, you know, clients of the business community as well.
And you mentioned about the SHRA. So if I'm SYP, if I want to go, I can kind of dip my toe in that water as well. And that way learn about the business. I love they can kind of, they coexist with one another. That's incredible. So are you going to say something?
Well, we also, like, one of the members of SYP has been a speaker at SHRA. So there's really no line as far as what you can and can't get involved in. Because even though SYP is for 40 and under, that just means we can't go and hang out at SYP and Social.
Sometimes.
I fall into the SOP category, the South Haven Old Professional.
I'm right there with you.
I'm still not sold on that name.
We'll just say seasoned.
I love that.
Right.
So we're able to still go to, like she said, the on the menus and some of the other activities that they do. My favorite is the murder mystery they do once a year. It's totally fun. You do get to network, but it's a lot more laid back and you get to see somebody's personality where it's not so businessy. And it really takes down some walls. And I know that a lot of great business relationships have been developed from that. Because it is so laid back. And you're like, oh, I didn't know that they were that cool. I didn't know that they did this. And it just, it's phenomenal. And we are truly blessed in what we do, that we do have the opportunity to offer these programs so that we are able to meet each and every one of our members where they are.
I love that, meet them where they are. And then on the SYP side, so if I was, doesn't matter, obviously under the age of 40, how is that preparing them for, obviously there's a lot of things that prepare them for, but if they go to, you know, the SHRA or they go to the quarterly luncheon where it's this massive room, it's of all ages, but then that way they're not feeling like a minnow in the ocean. How is it preparing them to acclimate to those areas and to network in those areas?
Well, we absolutely want to be able to create those relationships. Sure. And so when you're a part of SIP, or even if you're not a part of SIP, we try to be very strategic on if you're if we know that you're kind of new to or newer to those types of events where it's a larger crowd. We try to pair you with an ambassador or someone that we know that will be able to take you around and kind of introduce you to those around the event. And so one of the other programs that we have within our chamber are is the ambassadors program. And so the ambassadors are kind of just like our hands and feet. We are the core four, but we have almost 775 members. And so it's kind of hard for us four to touch every member, especially given the resources and the different benefits that we have in the chamber. Sure. So the ambassadors kind of act as our hands and feet to be able to go out and help the members that we're not able to physically touch and kind of let us know, okay, this is what they're needing. These are the resources that they're requiring. That way we can service them better. And so we try to strategically make sure that if you're a part of SIP or if you're a newer member or if you're just not new to, if you're new to the quarterly luncheons, we try to make sure that we have an ambassador or someone that can kind of walk you around and just take the anxiety or the pressure off of you having to meet every single person in the quarterly luncheon.
Yeah, it could be overwhelming, absolutely.
Right.
Well, I love what all it unpacks and how much it actually benefits and helps members out. Especially on the HR side, because it could be somebody starting out or not, or however they might look, but it's definitely worth, in my opinion, to have a sit down. Obviously, I'm biased, but to sit down, have a conversation before they even sign up as a member, but at least this way here gives somebody a good springboard of what to do next and how to then grow their business to meet their goals. So, any last words? I appreciate everything that y'all have done for the chamber to this point. Any way they can get a hold of y'all or the chamber itself, any information y'all want to put out there?
Any questions or anything you have, email info@southhavenchamber.com. That email goes directly to all four of us, and one of us will be diligent to read and get back to you with any questions. If you want to just pick up the phone and give us a call, like I said, we are super busy and we do a ton of events, but we try to catch that call anytime it comes in, and we welcome any and all questions. If you look on the calendar and you don't see anything going on, drop by the chamber and have a cup of coffee with us. We'll sit down and talk to you just like this.
Nice. Right. Excellent. Well, appreciate your time and look forward to a prosperous year for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so We're much. Excited.
All right.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly. Stay organized and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively. Exchange contacts seamlessly and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.